From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. California, Arizona, and Nevada reached a long-sought consensus last month on how to conserve water and prevent the Colorado River from running dry. Farmers from the Imperial Valley, who could shoulder much of the burden, had been preparing to fallow some acreage to save water this year. But now, many will plant as normal because a $1.2 billion federal compensation plan is yet to be worked out for those curbing water use. With a massive population exceeding 270 million and a livestock sector hampered by animal health concerns, Indonesia presents significant opportunities for the U.S. beef industry. The U.S. Meat Export Federation reports foot and mouth and lumpy skin disease have depleted Indonesia's domestic beef production, and efforts to stabilize supplies with imports from Brazil and India have been unsuccessful. Indonesia's growing middle class is demanding higher quality beef cuts, such as those produced here in the U.S. Weeding, harvesting, picking, and carrying robots are today's answer to the main challenges facing agriculture. And they will show up in force in Salinas, California for the second edition of FIRA USA, September 19th through the 21st. The Salinas Sports Complex will be the place to discover the autonomous farming solutions in action. The three-day expo includes demos, pitch sessions, and robot parade. Go to FIRA-AgTech.com for more.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.